Good afternoon, a very blessed Saturday afternoon to you here. Today is already March the 25th. We just have a few more days left of this month of March, and then here we go. We're going to start a new month of April. Amen. Let me welcome you here to First Kingdom Family Church Ministries and our series entitled The Daily Bread. Again, we are having such a beautiful Saturday here in Texas. It does feel much like spring, the way it's supposed to be, amen? But if you have noticed the weather this past couple of weeks, I don't know if any of you keep up with the weather. For me, I could sit and watch the Weather Channel all day, as crazy as that sounds. For some reason, seeing the weather just kind of calms me, just kind of intrigues me, I guess. But the Lord has mentioned in the Bible, and Pastor Jesse has been touching on this quite a bit as well, that he believes this could be towards the end. You know, this could be the end of wrapping up everything for us here. Amen? And you might be thinking to yourself, well, why are you saying that, Andrew? You know, we understand not everyone watches the news. You know, sometimes it's not a good thing. Amen? But myself, I watch it here and there just to keep up with current events. But if you start noticing, you know, the Bible says in Revelations that there'll be signs or birth pains of my return. And Pastor Jesse has also touched on that. But, you know, if you've seen anything going on in California with the weather, the amount of snow that they received, the floods, the tornado just recently in Montebello. You know, when was the last time you ever heard a tornado touching down in California? It's crazy. And then, of course, over on the East Coast, they had bad weather as well. You know, it's just small signs that we should be encouraged. We should be happy. Amen. That we know that what? Our King is returning for us. Amen. The groom is returning for his bride, so to speak. Amen. So if you're not excited today, bless God, I hope I can bring some encouragement to you. Amen. That's what we purpose. That's what we pray for you each and every day, that when you tune into these messages, that you are being strengthened. Your faith is growing in confidence. You're being encouraged. You're being uplifted. Amen. If you're new around here, we encourage you to give us the rest of this month of March and watch what God's going to do for you in your life and those around you as you tune in daily to listen to the Daily Bread. Amen. And as always, each and every one of you that continue to stay connected to First Kingdom Family Church Ministries, we always, always want to say thank you so much. Amen. And if you haven't already gotten our March scripture, even though we are almost out of this month, it is 2 Peter 3:18. It says, "But grow in faith and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Amen. 2 Peter 3:18. "But grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory now and forever. Amen." Amen. That's our March scripture. Amen. So as I was reading my devotional today, one stood out, and I go, you know what? I'm going to share that. So as I was preparing for this, setting up everything, whenever I share one of my devotionals in my little book, I always write on the day, the month, date, and year. Amen. And if you were with me yesterday, I ministered on how God fights for us. Amen? And this is kind of piggybacking on that. And when I looked down, bless God, wouldn't you know, I shared this on the same day last year. And as I mentioned, there are no coincidences. Amen? So the Holy Spirit put it on my heart to share it again. So I will. And because it lines up with what I was touching on yesterday and what the Lord wants you to hear. Amen? And again, I will try not to take up too much of your time this Saturday. So without further ado, let's jump into it. If you have a pen and paper, you're taking notes, write down Isaiah 25:1. Amen? That's the scripture I'm basing this off of. Isaiah 25:1. Amen? It says, let's try that again. It says, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things. Things planned long ago. Amen? Lord, you are my God. I will exalt and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things. Things planned long ago. Amen? Now, it says, we serve a God who at the end, after everything has fallen and everything has changed, will still stand. It's easy to become discouraged in this life. I'm going to repeat that. It is easy to become discouraged in this life. But, there's that word, right? But, when we adjust our perspective to view everything against the backdrop of a victorious Savior, we can face absolutely anything with great confidence and peace. Did you catch that? Right there, I'm going to repeat it. It says, but when we adjust. We do our part. We adjust our perspective to view everything against the backdrop of a victorious Savior. We can face absolutely anything with the great confidence and peace. We can face absolutely anything with grace, with great confidence and peace. Amen? We can face absolutely anything with great confidence and peace. Amen? Get a hold of that. Now, take that confidence with you today and praise God for his promised victory. Amen? Take that confidence with you today and praise God for his promised victory. Amen? Now, repeat this with me. Say, thank you, Lord, that in you I can have the confidence of a victorious outcome. Amen? Say that. Say, thank you, Lord, that in you I can have the confidence of a victorious outcome. Amen? And then say this. Say, no matter how great the obstacles are that I am facing. Amen? Say that. Say, thank you, Lord, that in you I can have the confidence of a victorious outcome, no matter how great the obstacles are that I am facing. Amen? One more time. Thank you, Lord, that in you I can have the confidence of a victorious outcome, no matter how great the obstacles are that I am facing. Amen? Now, again, Isaiah 25:1. O Lord, I will honor and praise your name. For you are my God. You do such wonderful things. You planned them long ago, and now you have accomplished them. Amen? If that doesn't get you excited, if that doesn't get your spirit bubbling, I don't know what will. Amen? Now, in all of our confusion, suffering, and hopelessness, we have the enduring promise of serving the one who will always be greater. Did you catch that? It says, we have the enduring promise of serving the one who will always be greater. It says, we don't have to guess who wins in the end, right? We don't have to guess who wins in the end. Amen. We already know. Excuse me. We already know. God is victorious. Amen. Say that with me. Say, God is victorious. One more time. God is victorious. Amen. It's fun being on the winning team. Amen. It's fun being on the winning team. Amen. Though it may not feel like you're winning at times, you can know without a doubt that if you stick it out to the end, you will be victorious. Amen. Everyone likes to be on the winning team. Amen. No one likes to lose. Amen. Especially me. I know when I was a lot younger and I played sports, and even when I got a little older and was a young adult and I played hockey for quite a bit of years, I know it was always tough to lose. Amen. It was never a pill I enjoyed to swallow. Amen. But what does it say here? It's fun being on a winning team. Amen. There's nothing better than the joy of winning. Amen. And the blessed thing to know is that we win. Amen. We win here and we win in heaven. Amen. Now repeat this with me. Say, God, help me walk as one who is assured of victory, trusting fully in you who won the battle for me. Amen. One more time. Say, God, help me walk as one who is assured of victory, trusting fully in you who won the battle for me. Amen. God has won the battle for you. Amen. It's already done. Amen. But again, we have to do our part. Just that small adjustment that we make, amen, will bless us. Amen. And I'll leave you with this. Thank God for his uncontested victory. Amen. Thank God for his uncontested victory. Amen. Now, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, amen, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. Every area of your life. Amen. You might be thinking to yourself, Andrew, you always say that. Yes, I do, because it is a confession that I make every day, and I have seen the positive. I have seen the change it has made in the confession that I continue to make, and that's why I continue to share it with you. Amen. Now, I give you a challenge this week. Amen. We have a couple of more days till this Wednesday, but this Wednesday will be our healing service. So I challenge you to share with at least three people from now until this Wednesday. Amen. And I know plenty of you will have ample opportunity to share it. Amen. You just need to share it. Amen. Don't get nervous. Don't get scared. Don't overthink it. Amen. Just this week leading up to Wednesday, whether you were going about your day, amen, I can tell you right now, you're going to run into someone that's going to say, oh man, I woke up this morning and this started hurting, or I've been fighting this and blah, blah, blah. And it's understandable. And that right there is your opening. Easy opening. Say, well, listen, this Wednesday at 7 p.m., I listen to a daily devotional called The Daily Bread, and they are having their healing service this Wednesday night at 7 p.m., and I encourage you to tune in and listen. Amen? That's all you got to do. Just say, I encourage you to tune in to listen. And you know what? We know God shows up every time. Amen? We get reports always after our healing service of folks that were fighting symptoms, or this was hurting, or that was hurting, or the report of the doctor was this. Amen. And they were healed. Why? Because Jesus always shows up. Amen. So I encourage you, at least three folks invite to listen in this Wednesday for our healing service. Amen. They'll be blessed. You'll be blessed as well. Amen. We just ask you to do your part. Amen. Because Jesus does his. Amen. And with that said, join us tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, with Pastor Jesse. Amen. trivia with Pastor Jesse. Amen. You'll be blessed. I know he has a blessed word for us. Amen. A good sermon for us on another beautiful Sunday morning. Amen. So tune in tomorrow morning at First His Kingdom Family Church, where we still have service. Amen. Led by Pastor Jesse. Amen. So be blessed. Have a blessed week to come. Join us this week for another week filled of the daily bread. Amen. Every evening at 7 p.m. Amen. You'll be blessed. You'll be encouraged. You'll be strengthened. Your faith will continue to grow and your confidence will bubble over. Amen. So have a blessed week. Amen. I'll be with you again next weekend. Be blessed. Keep prayed up. Amen. Keep making your confessions. Psalms 91, God safeguard your household. Amen. Pray for yourself as well as your family and others. Amen. And as always, keep the pastors in your prayers. Amen. They pray for you on the daily. Amen. So be blessed. Thank you for spending a little time with me here on this Saturday. I will see you next weekend.